You're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio. I'm Henry Epp. New details were made public this week in a case in Springfield in an alleged fight between several city residents and a group of off-duty police officers outside a bar in 2015. An internal investigation by the Springfield Police was obtained by MassLive reporter Dan Glahn. He's been following this story, and he joins me now. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Henry.
So this alleged altercation between police and a group of residents happened exactly 2 years ago today. What happened, and why is it still significant?
This case stretches back to April 7th, 2015, when the group of victims in this case, Paul Cumby, his cousins Joselle and Jackie Legan, and their friend Michael St. John, were drinking at Nathan Bill's Bar and Restaurant in Springfield. And from various accounts, what seems to have taken place is they got into an argument with a group of off-duty police officers while in the bar who thought that Joselle was whistling at one of the women they were with. And after that verbal dispute, which is about at 1:15 a.m. on April 8th, they were asked to leave. They did so. About 50 minutes later, they're jumped by a group of anywhere from 8 to 15 guys, is what they told police. And they believed that several of those men were the off-duty officers they had been arguing with before. There were no arrests made at the time, and about a month later, one of the victims, Paul Cumby, made a complaint to the police department, which sparked both the criminal investigation and this internal disciplinary probe, which we obtained on Tuesday.
And Paul Cumby was injured in that fight, right?
That's correct. He was severely injured. He was knocked unconscious. He had a broken ankle, and he had several teeth knocked loose, is how he phrased it.
Well, what's the significance of this? Why have you pursued this story?
There are a few reasons. The first is that it sort of escaped public disclosure entirely for about 18 months. There was, you know, no disclosure, no public record of it until we published a story on the case last fall. And the other element is that the Springfield Police Department has other issues on its plate right now. There are a few sort of misconduct cases that have been floating around for a substantial amount of time in the police department, and this is another one that has come to light recently.
You got this internal investigation from the police department after several appeals for it to the state public records office. So what new information is in this internal report?
So details of this fight had finally been officially confirmed in February when the district attorney decided not to press criminal charges. He released a report on his decision. He said that the men were definitely victims of assault, but they couldn't clearly ID their attackers, and so he couldn't move forward with a criminal case. But this investigation includes new information, such as that investigators reviewed a security camera from outside the Nathan Bill's parking lot, which didn't capture the fight, but did have 10 minutes of missing video, which had not been disclosed before. And then another good detail is that an off-duty officer who had not been previously named, Jose Diaz, told investigators that he was at the bar shortly before the fight, helping the owner clean up after closing. He told investigators he left at 2, but a uniformed officer said that he saw him there at 3 a.m. after the fight. And after confronted with this discrepancy by the investigator, he immediately pleaded the fifth.
These officers, or some of them at least, may still be disciplined.
That's right. So while there's no criminal case, there is a disciplinary proceeding that's moving forward. The city attorney, Ed Pakula, told me they expect to do those proceedings in May. And even though they're not being charged, some of the details in here, such as the fact that they refused to speak to investigators or took the Fifth Amendment, could be used against them in disciplinary proceedings. And beyond the officers accused of being in the fight, the responding officers, who this investigation says cannot clearly explain why they didn't search the bar after this fight was reported, they just drove up and down the street, they are also being investigated for disciplinary purposes.
Well, Paul Cumby and others who were allegedly beaten identified the people who fought them as between 8 and 15 white men. Is that right?
That's right.
And Cumby is African-American. Was race a factor in this fight and the aftermath?
I believe the victims believe so. I mean, that's hard to say. The officers who were accused, at least one of them was Hispanic. Several were white. So, I mean, I can't give a conclusive answer on that.
Well, the details in this case come at a time when the Springfield Police Department is dealing with several other allegations of misconduct. How is the department and the city responding to that?
According to off-the-record sources who have spoken to people with the Springfield Republican, morale has suffered because of this. It has certainly had ramifications. The Springfield City Council voted to eliminate the position of police commissioner and replace it with a civilian police commission, which has sort of stalled because Mayor Dominic Sarner refuses to go along with it.
Is there any effort on the part of the police commissioner or the mayor to make reforms in the police department, or is there a feeling that's needed even?
Well, I mean, they've said that the internal disciplinary process is working as it's supposed to, that they've taken these cases seriously, that they've produced these investigations, and are moving ahead with discipline, you know, in the way that is legally allowed. Mayor Dominic Sarno has said that he has full confidence in the capabilities of the Internal Affairs Unit and that they're committed to having a just resolution to this.
Reporter Dan Glahn of MassLive, thanks so much.
Thank you.